Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
I'm Brian Wilson, and I'm very happy to be joined by Mary Walters. Good morning to you, Mary.
And good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Joining us now on the line, Byron York, Chief Political Correspondent for the Washington Examiner. We wanted to have him on this morning to talk a little bit about two things. Number one, the immigration arguments that were made before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal late last night and how that went and what are the issues at stake and what are the big picture issues at stake. And we'll also want to get into some of these confirmation battles. Good morning to you, Byron.
Good morning, folks.
All right, so it was like 6 o'clock our time. It was all done by telephone. Arguments before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals regarding the president's executive order on immigration. What happened and what are we likely to see happen as the day progresses?
Well, I'm sure all your listeners were just glued to the live stream of this last night. It was actually pretty interesting. And basically what you had was, personally, I think the Trump administration, the government here, has a very, very strong case. I think the order is supported in the Constitution and in law. But that said, I think what we had was two sides that didn't really argue very well their sides. The Trump administration lawyer, the Justice Department lawyer, did not present a very effective case, got hung up on some questions, faced a lot of very hostile questions from the very liberal Ninth Circuit. And stumbled on things like they would ask him for some sort of limit on the president's power. Okay, you say this is not a Muslim ban, but what if the president did want to ban all Muslims? Could he do that? And clearly just hadn't prepared sort of arguments on these sort of things. On the other hand, the Washington State lawyer, the Solicitor General out there, really was amazingly unprepared for the argument, which was presented to him by a judge appointed in the Bush administration, saying that, wait a minute, maybe this is not a Muslim ban. I mean, what percentage of the world Muslim population is affected by this? And it's about 12 or 13. So if it doesn't affect 80-plus percent of, or nearly 90% of Muslims around the world, how is it a Muslim ban? And astonishingly enough, the lawyer was not very well prepared for that. So I think we had one side that poorly argued a strong case and the other side that poorly argued a weak case.
Byron, did anybody argue that this is about economics, that both these states have a lot of H-1B visas, especially Washington State, so this is stopping the flow of cheaper workers coming into their state, and also the foreign students who bring a lot of money to their state universities?
I'm glad you raised that point. I mean, I had just written about this yesterday.
Oh, imagine
and
that.
If you read all of these briefs from the state of Washington, one of their major arguments is that they are suffering economically. And because Washington State, they say, depends on a steady flow of H-1B visa holders, Microsoft, Amazon, Expedia are all in Washington State, and they're all mentioned in the briefs. And also, Washington State has, I believe, the fourth highest percentage of international students at their universities, and those students generally pay higher tuition. So
right.
The universities count on them for their budgets. So there's a clear economic argument here, but I have to say it was not a big part of the argument before the appeals court last night. But it is, if you read the briefs and you read the argument in front of the district court, you know, that district mm-hmm. judge who started this whole thing by stopping the Trump order, it was a big part of those arguments. Yeah.
But is a economic impact like that good standing and a good argument to say, but so you should let these people in even though the government says we can't vet them?
Well, they argue that it is.
Okay.
Because of the an Obama era case in which Texas, remember, Republican attorneys general in Texas challenged one of President Obama's immigration executive orders, saying, look, if this goes into effect, we, Texas, are going to have to spend a lot more for work permits and driver's license.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's
interesting. That means we would be harmed by this order. So Washington's order argument is, well, we would lose money for this order, so that means we have standing.
You talk about how you think the government has a very strong case, the administration has a very strong case, and I agree, and I've been reading the stuff you've been writing about that, of how this judge in Seattle basically substituted his judgment for that of the President of the United States.
Yes.
And but we're really, it may be some time before we get to the meat of that issue.
Now, you raise a good point, because it's hard to, we all get caught up in the actual substance of the issue, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to remember, the judge imposed a temporary restraining order that was effective immediately, and there are differences, legal differences, between a restraining order and an injunction and all sorts of stuff that they're arguing. They're really arguing in this case about whether this essentially emergency stop put on the Trump executive order, whether that should stay in place or whether it should be lifted and the executive order go back into effect.
Right.
That's what they're arguing. The underlying case here, they're not arguing, and that will happen, but that just doesn't happen overnight.
All right. Okay. We need to turn to, briefly, the confirmation battles. Betsy DeVos was named the Secretary of Education yesterday, confirmed by the Senate, even though the Vice President had to come in and break the tie. Then overnight, there was all this craziness involving Elizabeth Warren. Your take on that?
Yeah, well, actually, I kind of agreed with Marco Rubio, who after this whole Elizabeth Warren thing happened, and basically Elizabeth Warren was reading a letter critical of Sessions back from the 1986 time when Sessions was rejected as a federal judge, when Democrats accused him of being, quote, racially insensitive. And you knew that they would, that at the end, Democrats would come back to all of this alleged racism.
Yeah, the 1986 stuff, which has been refuted, by the way.
Exactly. It was. I went back and read that whole hearing from 1986, and there was not much there, I'll tell you. But anyway, Marco Rubio gets up and says, look, I understand I'm not criticizing Senator Warren's motives. I don't think she meant to do anything terrible, but, you know, we have to have some standards inside the Senate. And I, Marco Rubio, have been guilty of you know, getting pretty energetic in debates outside of the Senate, referring clearly to his presidential campaign. But, you know, inside the Senate, we have to have a place where we can actually debate and not have as much ad hominem argument. So I thought that was a pretty good statement. But clearly, I think this is a new Democratic talking point that Mitch McConnell wants to shut down legitimate debate inside the Senate.
All right. Byron York, listen, your writing on this immigration issue has been really exceptional. And I anybody who wants to understand the real issues, I recommend you some of the recent articles that are written by Byron York from the Washington Examiner, chief political correspondent. Good to have you.
Thank you, folks.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.